AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House has confirmed President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in a summit face-to-face next month in Geneva on June 16th. The White House says the country will reach 50% of adults fully vaccinated for the coronavirus. It means President Biden is getting closer to his goal of 70% of adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Moderna says its shots work in kids as young as 12. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
Moderna says it will submit its teen data to the FDA and other global regulators early next month. The company studied more than 3,700 12 to 17-year-olds.
It's a step that could put Moderna's shot on track to become the second option for that age group. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is vowing to rally international support to help Gaza following a devastating war there, while keeping any assistance out of the hands of its militant Hamas rulers. But
the United States fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against attacks, such as the thousands of rockets fired by Hamas indiscriminately.
The truce that came into effect Friday has so far held. Belarus's isolation is deepening as commercial planes avoid its airspace and the European Union works up new sanctions. A UN official said he's concerned for the welfare of an opposition journalist arrested in Minsk after being pulled off a plane that was diverted there in what the West called a state-sponsored hijacking. Police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, say two women were hit by a car while peacefully protesting a police killing. Police are reviewing the case as a potential hate crime. The women were protesting the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. A Southwest Airlines flight attendant was assaulted by a passenger and lost two teeth in the attack last weekend, according to a union president who complained to the airline CEO about unruly passengers. A Southwest spokesman said the incident happened Sunday morning after a flight from Sacramento landed in San Diego. This is AP News. A woman in Kansas who alleges she was raped convenes her own grand jury. Madison Smith says it happened in a dorm room at Bethany College in Kansas.
We started having sex, which was consensual, and then he started strangling and slapping me, which was not consensual.
Prosecutors declined to bring rape charges. Smith called a citizen's grand jury.
The only reason we get to do this is because we live in Kansas that has the grand jury statute. And if it wasn't for that, we would have been one and done a long time ago.
The case will be considered in September. It's believed to be the first time someone claiming sexual assault has used a citizen's grand jury.
When you know you're fighting the good fight and you're getting the word out there and you're going to make a change, it makes it a little bit easier, but it's still pretty difficult to tell that over and over again. But you just got to keep that big picture in mind.
Jared Stolzenberg pleaded guilty to aggravated battery and received 2 years probation. Ed Donahue, AP News.